Well, you've heard it before. A big storm comes through, knocks down the trees, which takes out the utility lines and leaves homes without power. Over the past 7 days, it's happened twice, and some of the homes that lost power from the first storm hadn't even gotten it back by the time the second one hit. So is it just bad weather or bad management? With us today to help answer that is Matthew Cordaro, a former utility company CEO and a current board member of the Long Island Power Authority. Dr. Cordaro, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So we got a doubleheader of a storm this past week, and about 30,000 customers in New York and New Jersey were still without power on Wednesday afternoon, 4 days after the first nor'easter came through. Now, after the second storm, some 136,000 people in the region can't turn on their lights. Were you surprised to see the number so high?
Not really surprised. This is not that unusual for storms of this nature. In fact, storms like this are always a problem, no matter what preparation you go through to avoid their impact and to avoid outages. And especially when you have two in a row, one right after the other, makes for a double-barreled attack that it's hard to deal with. And in the case of Con Ed, they don't really face as many of these as other utilities. And so they don't have the frequency of experience in dealing with this.
New York Governor Cuomo has been hitting power utilities like Con Ed and New York State Electric and Gas pretty hard over this and has called for an investigation. And over in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy's been going after Jersey Central Light and Power. Do you think that's fair, or were these just particularly bad storms?
No, I don't think it's fair. The politicians expressed public outrage, I guess, to demonstrate to their constituents that they're doing something on this. But the first priority for utility in this stage, and even for the public officials, is to restore as many people as possible and not point fingers at this early in the game. The post-mortem that's carried out after these storms are finished will reveal what went right and what went wrong. And we may find out that nature was just too much for us in this instance, and that everything was carried out properly, or we may find out a number of things that did go wrong.
Now, Cuomo, the governor of New York, went after the Long Island Power Authority after Sandy for its response and preparation. Do you see LIPA doing things differently now, and are there things that are other utilities could imitate there?
Well, LIPA has improved its storm response tremendously since Sandy. I really can't speak for LIPA. I am a trustee, but I'm speaking for myself as a utility expert right now, so I'm not speaking for LIPA. But LIPA has done a tremendous job at revamping its response to these storms, and also refurbishing and hardening the electrical system to withstand the impacts of these storms.
Yeah, what about the infrastructure? I mean, most of the utility lines in the central part of New York, including in the city here, they're buried underground. Why don't utilities in places like Westchester or the Hudson Valley bury the lines?
Well, it's just too expensive in a congested and dense customer location like Manhattan and places like that. It's very economical to have grounds on the line. It might be very impractical to have overhead. But in more rural areas, it's just too expensive. And given the choice, I'm sure customers wouldn't elect for that, because even though you have storms like this, when you look at the overall reliability numbers over the course of a year and beyond, you're talking about spending huge amounts of money to save minutes of time restoration. So it's really not practical to underground as a real alternative, or as a widespread alternative for avoiding this kind of thing.
Okay, Matthew Cordaro is a former utility CEO and board member on the Long Island Power Authority. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.